As you're being seated, you can take your Bibles and find your place in Proverbs chapter 12, and we'll be there momentarily. Proverbs chapter 12. Of course, this year, we are looking at the thought of being rooted and built up in Christ, of needing to take seriously our growth as Christians. And this morning, we're going to delve into a vital and sadly often overlooked aspect of Christian growth, and that is the thought of being rooted in both teachableness and correction. Because as believers, we know that we are called to grow into the image of Christ, and part of that growth involves a humble willingness on our part to receive instruction, to receive discipline, and to receive correction from God and from one another. And again, we're thinking of the thought of being rooted and built up, and well, we can't necessarily be rooted or built up in Christ if we are unwilling to submit our will to His will. And that's what we want to focus on just for a little bit here this morning. And if you've been around any length of time, I'm sure you've probably heard someone say, well, you know, I don't need to be told what to do. Or perhaps, you know, well, I know what I'm doing. And in the world, that's a very common refrain. But is it something that belongs in the life of a Christian? Is it something that belongs in the life of a believer? Well, of course, we know the answer to that is not at all. In fact, as we grow in our faith and we draw closer to Christ, we must embrace being teachable. We must welcome correction. Because those are the two pillars, those are the two foundations, the soil, if we could put it that way, in which wisdom grows and in which maturity flourishes. And so this message this morning is for anyone that you desire to be rooted deeply in Christ. You desire to be a fruitful disciple, being one who walks in wisdom, one who you want to bear fruit that is good fruit. You want to bear fruit that is lasting fruit. And so I want us this morning to turn to God's Word for clarity on this very crucial topic. And number one, the first thing we want to see this morning is the need for teachableness. The need for teachableness. Now, our journey this morning begins with what an understanding of being teachable means. And being teachable is not just simply an intellectual pursuit. It's not just acquiring knowledge. No, more so, being teachable is really, it's a posture of the heart. You're there at Proverbs chapter 12, and for the most part this morning we're going to be in Proverbs and we're going to be in Philippians, but Proverbs chapter 12, and notice verse number 1. The Bible says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." The word brutish here in Proverbs simply means senseless or foolish. And so the Bible is teaching us here that those who refuse to be taught, those who refuse to be corrected, that they're being compared to brute beasts. The Bible says here that they're acting without understanding. So we see that being teachable, it's not just a good thing, but it's a necessary trait for a wise and fruitful life. You think about a gardener this morning, and that gardener, they're trying to plant a tree, but they're trying to do so. They're trying to plant that tree, that plant, in rocky soil. Now listen, no matter how much he waters that tree, no matter how much he nourishes that tree will not grow strong because its roots can't penetrate the hard ground. It's in the same way that if our hearts are hard toward instruction, if our hearts are hard toward correction, then spiritually speaking, we're just going to remain spiritually stunted. Spiritually speaking, we're not going to grow any further than where we might already be. And a teachable heart is, it's a soft soil where the Word of God can take root and it can grow. And it can flourish. And so the question that needs to be asked this morning by each one here is, well, how teachable am I? How teachable are you? Are you open to receiving God's word? Listen, as it challenges your attitudes, as it challenges your actions, as it challenges your heart, are you willing to learn from others? Listen, even when it's uncomfortable, or you know, even when it challenges your preconceived notions, or even when it challenges, you know, your way of the way you think things should be. Because the truth of this matter is that if we want to grow deeper in our faith, then we must cultivate a teachable spirit. A spirit that says, okay, here's what I think. But here's what the Bible says. Well, then the Bible trumps my thoughts. Well, here's the way I'm used to doing things, but here's how the Bible says we're supposed to do things. Well, I'm going to make sure that the Bible trumps whatever else comes, and no matter how it comes or when it comes, or whatever the case may be. We need to have a teachable spirit. But not only do we see this morning the need for teachableness, but then secondly, we see the role of correction in spiritual growth. Look, if you would, Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And notice there, if you would, verses 11 and 12. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. The Bible says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth." You know, we live, especially today, we live in a culture that it sees correction as something negative. Something to be avoided at all costs. But Scripture teaches us that correction, when properly received, is a sign of God's love. Just as a loving father, you know, seeks to correct his child to keep them safe and to help them grow. The Heavenly Father does the exact same thing. He corrects us to help us be protected, to help us mature in Christ. But again, our society and our natural inclination to correction is to recoil. Oh, well, who is he to tell me what to do? Who does he think he is? Well, for starters, he's God, and you're not. And guess what? Sometimes I have the same thoughts. You know, sometimes God, he uses something and he smacks me right dab in the face, and I'm thinking, God, okay, I don't need this today, but in reality, I do need it today. And guess what? Those days you think you don't need it, those are the days you probably do need it. For God to correct you and to protect you and to mature you. You think about the relationship between a coach and an athlete, and even this is degraded in today's society, but you know, a coach might correct an athlete's form. The coach might correct the athlete's technique during practice, and sometimes the coach might be harsh in that correction. But the correction is not meant to harm the athlete. It's meant to help them become the best version of themselves that they can possibly become, to reach their fullest potential. And, you know, without correction, the athlete would never improve. And so we think this morning of this instruction and being teachable and being able to be corrected. And we think of, you know, these illustrations, you know, in secular worldly terms, but, you know, now we bring it a little closer to home and we bring it in to the church and, you know, can the pastor teach you? Can the pastor correct you? Can a fellow Christian in the church, you know, maybe they see you going a certain way that, you know, doesn't line up with the Word of God. Can they, you know, come and teach you something? Can they come and correct you without having to worry about you jumping down their throat and without you causing a disagreement or, you know, whatever the case may be? A sign of someone who's not teachable or who can't be corrected: they always have to have the last word. You ever meet somebody like that? They always have to have the last word. Folks, that's not teachable. That's not receiving correction. You know, someone comes to you and tells you something, you know, pastor says, okay, we're going to do A, B, and C. And then you come back with A, B, and C of how you think things. That's not teachable. That's not let yourself be corrected. Another Christian sees, you know, you struggle a little bit, and they come and say, hey, have you tried this? And, you know, instead of saying, you know what, thank you for taking the time to notice, or thank you for trying to help me, instead you get defensive and you try and push them away. That's not being teachable. That's not being able to be corrected. I think of, you know, our time there in Oklahoma, and Brother Bob and I, you know, there were times that I did things that Brother Bob just either he didn't understand or he didn't agree with, or whatever the case may have been. And but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he and I, we'd sit down, we'd talk about it, and, you know, I'd give my reasons for it. And, you know, even if he still didn't necessarily agree with it, at the end of the day, we come to an understanding, and he'd say, you know what? You know, you've explained it. I understand a little bit better. I don't necessarily agree with it. But, you know, you're the pastor, your decision. Then, you know, and that was it. That was the end of the discussion. I didn't have to constantly teach it 10, 20, 30 times. It was one and done. And that's what it means to be teachable. That's what it means to be being able to be corrected. Is there a specific area this morning of your life where God, you know, he's trying to correct you? You know, maybe it's your attitude, maybe it's your habits, maybe it's your relationships. Maybe there's something in your life, God, he's just trying to get your attention. Are you willing to receive his correction with humility? And see, that's another thing we struggle with. You know, we, and listen, just because you're being corrected doesn't necessarily make you in the wrong on something either. That doesn't mean that you were wrong at all. And oftentimes that's how we look at it. Someone comes along, they correct you on something, and instead of receiving it with humility, you kind of get your defenses up instead of realizing, hey, this is to help. This isn't to harm. Are you willing to receive that correction with humility, knowing that it comes from a place of love and that it's meant for your good? Hey, listen, don't be like the stubborn child who refuses to listen to their parent. How many of us can attest to that growing up? Mom and dad told you not to do something, and you just went and did it anyway. And then you thought, well, man, mom and dad were right. Right? And then you had kids. And then you told your kids not to do something, and then they did it anyway. And then guess what? They come back to you later and say, you know what, mom, dad? You were right. Embrace correction. You know, the same goes, you know, within the church, and it's a means of spiritual growth. But then thirdly this morning, we see the example of Christ. Because see, Jesus, listen, with anything we talk about, anything we preach, anything we teach, Jesus is our ultimate example of being both teachable, of accepting correction, of being humble and having humility. Look, if you would, Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, and notice there beginning at verse number 5. Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse number 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And here's the key, verse number 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Here we see that Christ, the very Son of God, God himself, come in the flesh in perfect obedience and humility. And even though he was perfect, and even though he was without sin, he submitted to the Father's will. He embraced the correction and discipline required for our salvation. He humbled himself and accepted the Father's plan. No matter how painful that plan was going to be, the Father had a plan, and he accepted that plan. You think about a soldier this morning following orders from his commanding officer, even when those orders lead him into battle. He doesn't question the officer. He submits to the authority for the greater cause. In that same way, Christ humbled himself in perfect obedience to the Father's will for the greater cause of our salvation. And so this morning, as Christians, we need to follow Christ's example. We need to follow his lead. Verse number 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hey, whatever God says to do, we're going to do it. Whatever his word says to do, we're going to do it. That means we're going to leave our preconceived notions and our ideas and our way of doing things, and we're going to leave that behind. Because it's all about him and his way of doing things, and it's about his word and what he wants and what he wants done. Jesus set the perfect example this morning of being teachable. He set the perfect example of receiving correction. Listen, he didn't argue with God's will. He didn't refuse to learn. No, he embraced God's plan. Listen, even when it was difficult, even when it involved suffering. The question we need to ask ourselves is, are you willing to follow Jesus and his example? Will you humble yourself before the Father and receive his correction, trusting that it is for your good and his glory? But then fourthly and finally this morning, we see the blessings of a teachable spirit. We see the blessings of a teachable spirit. Look, if you would, Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, because what are some of the blessings of being teachable? What are some of the blessings of receiving correction? Proverbs chapter 4. And notice there, if you would, verse number 7. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. So here it is. A teachable spirit leads to wisdom. It leads to understanding. And as we receive correction and learn God's word, we grow in wisdom, which is the foundation for a righteous life. And wisdom is what leads us to make decisions that honor God, to build healthy relationships, to bear fruit that lasts. And so the question this morning is, do you desire wisdom? Do you want to be a person who makes wise decisions and lives a life that honors God? Then embrace a teachable spirit. Seek correction and always be ready to learn from God's word. And see, here's the pitfall we run into. Because as we get older, the less we think we need teaching. The older we get, the less we think we need correction. Because eventually we reach a certain age and we think, well, what can they teach me? What can they, who do they think they are to correct me? And Christians and churches and just movements in general, they run into more problems with that mindset and with that attitude. It's why we say and why we teach, listen, and I'll use this illustration. This is a Baptist church. That means, as a Baptist, one of the tenets of being a Baptist, and there's an acrostic that deals with the word Baptist, but the first letter in the word Baptist is that letter B. And that letter B has to deal with the Bible. And so as a Baptist church, our sole authority is the Bible, the Word of God, the Scriptures, Genesis to Revelation, and everything in between. That means everything we do in faith and in practice, it comes from the Bible. Now, as we get older and as we get, if we've come from various backgrounds, sometimes we have issues with that. We have problems with that. Because when we come and we come to something new or whatever the case may be, we bring along, for lack of a better word, our past experiences. But that's where we have to align, okay, our experience and the Bible. Which one takes precedent? You say, well, you know, in the Methodist church, this is the way. Well, this isn't a Methodist church. It's a Bible. It's a Baptist church that's based on the Bible. You say, well, in the Catholic church, well, this isn't a Catholic church. This is a Baptist church, a Bible church, where we do everything by the Bible. Well, in the Lutheran church, well, again, does it line up with Scripture? Does it line up with the Bible? Well, you know, in the, Methodist, Catholic, Lutheran, Episcopalian, in the Episcopalian church, okay, this is the Bible. In the non-denominational church, well, no, again, Baptist church. That's why one of the things we teach is that when someone becomes a member is that, okay, you're joining the church. And the church is not changed to fit your notions. You change to fit what the church is. As what the Bible teaches us. And as we get older, and as we age, and whatever the case may be, we fall into that pitfall. Well, I don't need to be taught. Well, I don't need, listen, I'm still learning. Every time I open my Bible, the Lord shows me something new every day. Now listen, every time you open your Bible, He should show you something new every day too. But we need to be teachable. You need to embrace that teachable spirit, seek that correction. And as you do, you'll be blessed with the wisdom you need to navigate life in a way that pleases the Lord, in a way that pleases God. This morning, we are called, if we want to be rooted, if we want to be built up in Christ, then we need to be teachable. We need to learn how to accept correction. And just as a tree must be planted in good soil to grow and to grow strong, we also must then allow the roots of being teachable to grow deep in our hearts. We must be open to instruction. We must be humble enough to receive correction and obedient to the wisdom that God imparts to us. I want to challenge each of us today, as we seek to be rooted in Christ this year, are we rooted in teachableness? Are we willing to receive correction from God and others, even when it's difficult? You see, if we desire to grow in Christ and bear fruit, good fruit and lasting fruit, then we must be willing to embrace being teachable. We must be willing to embrace correction as part of the process. If you're here this morning and you feel that God, He's calling you, He wants you to be rooted. He wants you to have that deeper level of being teachable. Then in a few moments, I'll invite you to come before Him in prayer. Ask Him to soften your heart, to help you embrace this correction, to help you fill you with wisdom that comes from a teachable spirit. And maybe this morning, maybe you've been resisting Him today. Maybe you've been resisting His correction, His leading. Surrender that resistance today. Trust in His love and His purpose for your life. Let's bow our heads in prayer this morning.